at annual meetings for the Society for Neuroscience. And essentially, they have redesigned humanity. And there is a fascinating life story of a fourth generation clone called Michael Prince. And that is on our website under the NASA document link. And I urge everybody to listen to this interview with Michael Prince. He was killed in 2011, and he is a fourth generation clone. The levels of technology, the length of time that they've had technologies, are unbelievable. What they also say in the Iron Mountain documentary is that they will control the educational system, that they will replace the education system with computers. They're saying that in the NASA document too. Everything will be telecommuting, teleshopping, teleentertainment, teletravel, teleeducation. This way they can rewrite history. Everything will be on Kindle, and it'll be very easy to change books, to change the language. Recently, I was listening to a weather report, and the reporter said it will be sunny tomorrow. But I'm calling sunshine now a soft sunshine, because the sun doesn't shine like it used to. I mean, that is what I'm saying. The reporter didn't say that. But the reporter now is saying a soft sunshine. They're rewriting our definition of what a sunny day is supposed to look like, because we're under the constant vellum of this secret, non-existent atmospheric poisoning of our skies. So they're rewriting our vocabulary. They're rewriting everything about us. And they're keeping us so sick from the fluoride, from the aspartame in the food, all of the dyes and chemicals on everything. I mean, even the receipts that we get from filling our cars with gas are poisonous. We shouldn't be touching them. And so we need to navigate. I say that life on a daily basis is like trying to walk through a landmine field. And if you get to the other side at the end of the day, you've made good choices, because they've certainly put and placed landmines in our lives.